creator is true. Think about the many deadly situations you've been faced with, but there's only one who brought you through. With a name that's above all nations, haters are fakers and gangsters, cut the prostitutes. There ain't another with his eyes on the sparrow that can split bone and marrow, trying to arm me up a feral in the middle of a battle. Let me introduce you to the mighty and majestic kingpin, creator of earth and all heaven, the gun of the saints. We go up until the day we fly away and hide away in the secret places. Time to face the facts, hold to you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites trying to battle me and what I believe. I'ma live Jesus Christ to the day my last breath will lead this life. And can't nobody change my mind, I've been refined and redefined by the divine kind of mind that can spit a verse, create a universe and nerf and reverse the curse on us given by birth. But the curse is birth of the lamb that came first. I cannot stand and not give him praise for what he's worth, cause he saved my life. In another name that can give you life, like the name Jesus Christ, and that's real.
I would never hesitate. time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, for the Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast, already in progress.
He starts this verse with a conjunction, if we have been risen with Christ. Praise God. And the reason why Paul does that, he's just reminding the Colossians, praise God, about, he had just reminded the Colossians about this whole sufficiency of Jesus Christ. Praise God. He said that how Jesus Christ had already blotted out, praise God, the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which were contrary to us. And he had took it out of the way, nailing it, praise God, where? Nailing all of it to the cross, praise God. And if we said that if we have been risen with Christ, can I tell you what that denotes? Praise God, that denotes to us the importance of water baptism. And it denotes to us the importance of having faith in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, if a believer enters the gate of baptism and becomes Christians through faith in Jesus Christ, what Paul is saying, praise God, that they have died, praise God, with him. Not only that they have been buried with him. Not only that, he's saying that they have been raised with him. But not only that, praise God, they will be made alive together, praise God, to live with him. And when Christ rose from the grave, I need not tell you that he rose to a newness of life. And praise God, and because we have risen from the grave, praise God, we have risen to this new life, praise God, in Christ. Therefore, our thought process, things that we used to do, praise God, ought to be on those things above, praise God, where Christ lies. Amen. But the question that need to be asked, perhaps one of these young inquisitive minds may be asking this question, why do we need to seek the things of Christ? I'm talking about those things above. I don't know who was asking that question, but I'm glad you asked. Praise God, because I'm going to share two reasons why we ought to be thinking about those things above. Because, first of all, we are new creatures. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are a new creature. If you have given your life to Jesus Christ, you are a new creature. You might look the same. You still might be 5'2", 6'5", 6'7". You still might weigh 200 pounds, 100 pounds, and all of that, praise God, but you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And Paul tells us that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore any man that is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Praise God. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when we accept Jesus Christ and identify with his death, his burial, and his resurrection, we become new creatures. Praise God. We take on a new language. In other words, we don't talk like we used to talk. Praise God. We should talk on a heavenly plane. Therefore, our talk ought to be heavenly. Our talk ought to be righteous talk. Praise God. You see, when David, after David had done all of the things that he did, and then you find in Psalm 51, he said, Lord, create in me a new heart. Praise God, and renew that spirit on the inside of me. We just keep on reading And we go down to David where he writes in Psalm 71, verse 24. Look what he says. He says, so that my tongue shall also talk of thy what? Righteousness all the day long. I'm trying to tell somebody today, praise God, if ye have been risen with Christ, praise God, we ought to think on a higher plane. Amen. But not only does our talk become new, our walk, praise God, will become new. Our walk is going to become like Jesus Christ. Amen. Put Romans chapter 6, verse 4 up there. Everybody in here probably have heard this text, this particular verse read over and over. I know we read it a whole lot when we get ready to go baptize. Am I right? Sister Ivory and Sister Anderson and Sister Howard, every time we get ready to be baptized, I normally want to go back to the 6th chapter of Romans. Praise God. But look what Paul says at Romans chapter 6, verse 4. He says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into what? Death. That like as Christ was what? Raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we also should do what? Walk in the newness of life. You see, when we walk in the newness of life, we will not walk into places where we used to walk. Praise God. In other words, if he brought you out of alcoholism, that means that the alcoholic is going to try his or her very best not to walk in the shoes of an alcoholic. Praise God. If he has brought you out of a life of adultery, then that person will try not to commit adultery anymore. Praise God. If he has brought you out of the shoes of a gambler, you will not walk any longer in the shoes of a gambler anymore. But praise God, but not only of our walk should be new, not only should our talk be new, our very thought process, praise God, ought to become new. In other words, we ought to be thinking on an heavenly plane. Amen. If you want a scripture to back that up, Paul writing to the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Y'all know this text. He says, finally, my brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are that are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, he says, think, praise God, on these things. Amen. In other words, our entire thought process, because we have been risen with Christ, praise God, ought to be new. We ought to be thinking on things that are heavenly, those things that are of Jesus Christ. And the reason why we do that, I say that first, because we are new creatures. But you won't know the second reason why we ought to be thinking like that is because it is our Christian duty. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's your Christian duty to think on a higher plane. Amen. It's your Christian duty to walk on a higher plane. It's your Christian duty to talk on a higher plane. Praise God. It's your Christian duty. You see, if we have been risen with Christ, we have the benefits, praise God, by the resurrection of Christ and by virtue of our union, praise God, and our communion with him. Let me tell you the benefits that we have. First of all, we have been justified. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you have been justified. That means that whatever you may have done that you thought was bad, you thought that it doesn't exist anymore. You have been justified. Justified means just as though you have never sinned. So he has wiped your slate clean. Praise God. So if you are sitting down there tonight, sitting out there this morning, thinking about all of that crazy stuff that you have done, if you have given your life to Jesus Christ and you have been risen with him, praise God, all that stuff is gone. You have a clean, your sheet is clean. It may have looked like that, praise